Audio Gravity, 17th of May 2009. First link I want to get into today is one that I heard about through Leo Laporte, I think it was, and Amber MacArthur from Command N, and it's called Prezi, P-R-E-Z-I.com. They said it's been around for a while, but I don't think I've ever seen it before, or if I have, it was in a different iteration than it is now. It seems a little bit of a disjointed website in terms of layout. It seems like the guy who actually made the app also made the site, and it shows that he can do one better than the other one, if you know what I mean. It looks great. It looks like a very competitive product in terms of doing presentations better, or at least with a different style from keynotes. Keynotes for me are okay if they are short and snappy and there's not too much on the thing to read. Saying that, I've got quite a bit on mine to read, so I'm probably a bad person to say that. But when I go and see presentations or conferences, I like them to be snappy, and I do like the way that Prezi looks. So go and check that out, Prezi.com. The next one, next link, was one that I found about 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night one night, just surfing through some various bits and pieces, and it's fantastic. It really is one of the best flash photo journal audio mashup mixes that I've seen in a long time. It's called theplaceswelive.com, and it's a very custom site in terms of that he wanted to do a certain function. He basically has captured the photographer Jonas Benedictson. He's captured the audio from various places, and it plays in the background of the flash movie, and he's got these static photos, and he's got these little notes and messages that are in, you know, transparent things over the top. And then there's like a little navigation where he interviews three or four people from each town, and then there's like a 360 degree ability to turn around in that room, and you also capture the audio recording from that person. Absolutely fantastic site, really well done, really inspirational. Theplaceswelive.com, check that out for definite. Another link that I found for an iPhone application, something that Apple should have done a long time ago, and they actually tried to ban this app, and he's renamed it to something else. It's called nextdayoff.com. It's an RSS player, formerly a podcaster. Obviously, he got a lot of flack for calling it podcaster. It's a native podcast client for the iPhone and the iPod Touch. Subscribe, manage, download, and more. Really basic, really great. If you're on the road and you know you haven't got your laptop and you want to sync your podcast and all that sort of stuff, or you just can't be bothered with it, or the power's gone, this is ideal. You know, it does exactly what you want to do. There's no download size limit. 10 meg or above is okay. Check for new episodes and download with one touch. And I think it's quite cheap. I can't remember how much I pay for it, but I think it's quite cheap. And it's great for subscribing to the stuff that you can't or you don't want to miss. I've not tried it yet, but I guess it'd be really, really good for subscribing to your friend's Audio Boo podcast as well, if you're doing a lot of mobile traveling about. Next link, I had to chuck this in here. It's a photo of a guy with this fancy dress outfit on, probably the best fancy dress outfit I've ever seen. I'm not going to tell you what it looks like. You're just going to have to look at the show notes and find the link. I thought it was brilliant. I would love to go to a fancy dress wearing that. I think it's probably one of the best. Next link is to a website from a guy called Tyler. It's Tyler Fink, www.sursly.com. It's really well designed. He's done a horizontal scrolling kind of site. Very, very fresh, very sort of distinct colours, the bright offset yellow on black and white, and then you've got like little go buttons, and he's done this sort of like really clever animation thing going left and right, which is just the way he's laid out the page, but it looks like it's a loading animation. Really, really good, really impressive. Another thing I wanted to post was OneHub, online collaboration, online file sharing, FTP replacement, large file transfer, customer extranets, SharePoint alternative. OneHub looks fantastic for people who are moving a lot of data files, maybe photographers. I've come across a lot of these before, but this one looks really, really clean, looks really well thought out. If you have a customer that needs to fire you mock-ups over regularly, check it out. That's OneHub.com. I'll see you tomorrow.